Cole Swindell. Break up in the end. Did you write that?
I did not. And I, you know, I love writing songs and, you know, take pride in writing my own songs. But I think, you know, this third album coming out later this year is I think it's a good mix of songs I wrote, songs that I wish I would have written. And that's what this song is. It's just one of those I wish I would have written, but I'm just honored to be able to record it. And Jesse Joe Dillon, John Knight, Chase McGill, thank y'all for letting me record your song.
Okay, so you wrote 7 number one songs for yourself and 3 for other people, and then now is this the first time? Someone else wrote?
Yeah, I mean this is but that's the thing. I mean, the success I've had, I mean it's allowed me to get my hands on songs that I probably would have never had a chance to get. Really? And I don't ever want to be ignorant and say I didn't write it, I'm not recording it. It is easier to, I think, tell your story, but every now and then you run across a song that you're just like, wow.
It seems like you could have written.
It's almost like remember Garth Brooks? Back when Garth Brooks and Clint Black had that feud going on, it was kind of like a little, remember that? It was like Biggie and Tupac of country. And like that. Clint Black was like, yeah, but I write all of my songs and these are all about
me.
That's the thing. You look at either, I mean, I love to write, but you look at the people, I mean, look at Strayed and just other people, it's all about the song. I mean, I love to write them, but as long as you at least pick good ones.
Ronnie Dunn had so many great songs that they made their first 3 records, and all the singles were songs he had written before the first one came out.
Wow.
But then after that, he was like, all right, who wants to give us some songs?
And people know you better by then. I think they know what you want, and they're in the room now saying, hey, I think Cole Swindell's going in the studio in a few weeks. Let's try to write something he would like.
See, I think it's backwards. I think that you've got, when you are an up-and-coming artist, they should only allow you to get songs that, like, George Strait, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw,
Best of the best to the new guys.
So then when you get successful, then you just get more successful?
Yes.
Because then they give you the good stuff?
That's right.
That's messed up.
I mean, I know I get these free things. I'm like, man, I finally, for once in my life, I could buy that. And you're going to, I was like, give it to somebody.
VIP bags at award shows and things like that.
By the way, bring that stuff to us. You know what?
Don't worry. I don't get too much stuff.
Where do you think you got your sleep gummies?
Yeah. Thanks, CMA.
All right, Cole Swindell. We'll come back and talk more with Cole next.